Good morning, folks. Welcome, EAAers. This is Attitude Adjustment on EAA Radio. I'm your host, Paul Prydecker, and I'm joined with a good friend and colleague, Mike Morgan. And Mike, as you might remember, it was 10 years ago that you and I worked together, and it's nice to be back here with you.
Has it been that long? I did not know it had been 10 years. My goodness.
It has been, and it's been fun. So
it certainly has. I've learned a lot from you. I think we started with you being like a guest.
I've been a guest a few times, and then morphed
into promoted,
got morphed into this.
That, right?
Yeah, that happens sometimes. So let's get started. This week we have representatives from the Pilot Mental Health Campaign, and we have two with us this morning. Mike, tell us who we're dealing with, and let's go with the first question.
Yes, Kimberly Williams Nyberg is a licensed professional counselor and an aspiring pilot, and she advocates for aeromedical reform, and she's been volunteering with the Pilot Mental Health Campaign since April of 2024. And also with us is Michelle Westcott, also a licensed clinical mental health counselor in the state of Michigan, and she specializes in supporting the aviation community, and she is a member on the medical board with the Pilot Mental Health Campaign. So Kimberly and Michelle, for both of you, welcome so much to EAA Radio.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
The Pilot Mental Health Campaign has picked up a bunch of momentum over the last few years. It started, I think, with people not understanding exactly what the goal was or how much could be accomplished. Well, you all have been great at clarifying the goal and accomplishing a lot. Talk a little bit about what's happened in the past year.
We've made a lot of progress. So we both were here last year on the radio, and there are some really exciting things that are happening, and we're still pushing. So we got through the House with the Mental Health and Aviation Act, and now we're trying to get it through the Senate. So if anybody can help advocate, donate, and we're trying to get the act passed. But also the FAA recently came out with two documents for those that are seeking therapy, pilots and air traffic controllers, and then also for those therapists that are looking to work with that population. So you can find that in the AME guide, and you can walk right into one of our offices, hand that to us if we're not familiar, and you can start seeking that help that you're looking for.
Yeah, and it's absolutely huge that the FAA would come out with these recommendations, because I think there's a lot of therapists out there that want to advocate for their clients that are pilots and, you know, just don't know enough about aviation to how to do that. So this document is huge, and you can find that on the FAA website.
Can you take us through the process just a little bit? There was a recommendation report released to the FAA in 2024. So is their work done, and now we're waiting on the legislative part of it?
We're still working on it, but some of the diagnoses now that are acceptable are part of that. And so that's what we're trying to do, is push that bill through. So we're not there yet, but we have made a lot of progress.
Would you say that most of your work is aimed at benefiting commercial aviators or non-commercial?
The pilots that I work with, that I counsel, are anybody from just general aviation, starting out in the collegiate realm, all the way up to commercial populations as well. So anybody that's aviation related, this is family as well, and not just the pilots.
So I have to believe if you've got some fairly young professionals or pre-professionals working with you, they are aware, maybe in a way that they weren't aware, that you have to get out in front of this. What's that been like, to make sure that there is broad awareness of things that if you follow the process, if you're completely aware of where the risks are, you actually can move through this without it derailing your career?
I think the last couple of years, there's been a huge change in how pilots view this process, more and more becoming informed on this is how you can go seek help and still be able to fly. I think over the last couple of years too, the FAA has created a lot more ways that pilots who may have been diagnosed in the past with different diagnoses can still go through the process and get their medical. Whereas I think there was kind of this idea that if you went to go see a therapist, if you were on an SSRI, you just couldn't fly. And I think the last couple of years we've really changed that and corrected it to there is a path forward.
You just hit on the two things I was about to ask, because when I read about this and I listen to the pilots talking about, they talk about changes in medication, and you know that's been a step forward, and also changes in talk therapy. Is that the major things that are coming out of this?
Yeah, absolutely. And speaking of the younger generation, I really do feel like this population is going to be the trailblazers because we have a culture of silence for so long. So if you are of that population and you know anything about mental health, just really start to advocate for it, because there is going to be change. There already is. But we have to have a cultural shift. It's going to take a lot of people to step forward and do the work to show other people it's okay to seek care.
I remember when Dr. Susan Northrup became federal air surgeon, I attended a meeting that she was hosting, and what she said made an impression. She said, I'm just trying to find a path to yes with everything about medical certification. Do you find that spirit of cooperation and intent with the FAA and its they're continuing on?
Yeah, absolutely. With the FAA and through organizations like ours, we definitely have the fire underneath us to make some changes. And the FAA is working directly with us. We just need to get to the finish line.
If we have this conversation next year on the radio, where will we be?
I really hope that we have this bill passed that we've been really working towards for years. I mean, it's already been a lot of progress, and we saw you last year, so I'm really hoping that we cross that finish line and then continuing to advocate.
We're talking with Kimberly Williams-Nyberg and Michelle Westcott, who are both professional health caregivers in and volunteering with and supporting the Pilot Mental Health Campaign. Kimberly, what's the you mentioned earlier that being on SSRIs is not necessarily a career-limiting move. Are there other diagnoses that you're finding sort of come out of the dark corner now that people actually can take advantage of without careers being put at risk?
Yeah, so I mean, over the last couple of years, there's been kind of the slow rollout of fast tracks for different diagnoses. I believe ADHD, PTSD, Michelle.
Postpartum as well. Yep. There's some fast tracks for that. But
postpartum depression.
Yeah. And most of my clients that are coming to see me, they do have some PTSD, but it's just like general things that you and I go through. Life changes, family issues, work stress, you know, things like that. But those are all can be written off by your AME. Now, all of this information is in your AME guide. You can see the specific diagnoses that you can just be cleared from your AME. You don't need to submit necessarily, you know, deferral or denial paperwork type of thing.
Is that the process? It's called CASI, conditions that an AME can certify, I think.
That's correct. Yeah, I think there was maybe three diagnoses on there. We have about 11 now, so mm-hmm. you can research this all on your own. Really, everybody needs to be informed on their medical care and be the expert, and then there's people like us that can help guide you with that as well, too.
Where are you in communicating with flight schools, for example? I mean, if there's going to be a problem that needs to be addressed, it'd be a good time to do that. So do you have a communication policy or program to kind of educate?
Yeah, a lot of the flight schools have peer support programs now. I've spoke at Western Michigan University, mm-hmm. but the college level, they're trying to get peer support programs so peers are informed, just like the majors have, to guide you in the right direction.
Well, that's so important, because we're doing our very best to, you know, keep the pilot stream going and the pilot population, and at the same time recognize that, you know, the work that, you know, your group is doing is so important, and it's been missing from the equation for such a long time, hasn't it?
Yeah, it really has.
So, Michelle, what's the big hurdle? What's the next big hurdle in terms of a diagnosis or a group that you want to get sort of on board and looking at things in a helpful way?
Besides getting the laws passed and things like that, it really is a cultural shift. I still see pilots cannot seek help. I see it all the time on all these forums that I'm on, and we just have to break that stigma. It's just one voice at a time, but you know, if we can make that change for people, provide those resources. If you're in any position of power, such as like a CFI or a line check airman, anything like that, you need to start having these conversations with your students so they can know that there is a different way to deal with the things that they're going through in life.
Where can they find more information about what your group is doing?
So they can check us out at pmhc.org. We are also holding a couple of forums this week. So today, actually, at 1 o'clock at Forum Stage 9, we're talking about pilot mental health advocacy. We also have a town hall on Friday about accessing care resources at Forum Stage 1 at 2:30.
That's great. Thanks for the overview. Kimberly Williams-Nyberg and Michelle Westcott, from the Pilot Mental Health Campaign talking about breaking down mental health barriers in the aviation industry. And coming up next, a conversation with folks from NATCA.
It's been great.
Thank you.
We're glad you're back again. Thank you so much for all the hard work that's going on behalf of this, such an important topic. This is Attitude Adjustment on EAA Radio.